John chapter 20, verses 6 through 8. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed. History, it's been said, is only news from a graveyard. Who coined the phrase? A bored student? A grieving mourner? A cynical philosopher? Regardless, history is only news from a graveyard until his story is the news of the empty grave. Simon Greenleaf, an authority on legal evidence, concluded that Jesus' resurrection is the best documented fact of ancient history. Acts 1 says, Jesus also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs. Four world religions claim to be built around God's revelation through a person. Yet Jews, Buddhists, and Muslims all agree that Abraham, Buddha, and Muhammad are all dead. But the grave of Jesus is empty. He lives. At the very beginning of his ministry, Jesus deliberately staked his claim to be the Christ upon his resurrection. Christianity alone among religions is God revealing himself to man, sacrificing himself for the sins of the world, giving infallible proof, and so opening our graves. History is just news from a graveyard until God reveals the event that man would never have dreamed of, the event that breaks all the monotony of history. Jesus died and lives forevermore. This piece of history had to be from a grave. The grave is the ultimate destruction of all the hopes and dreams of this world, the ultimate demonstration that sin separates us from God, and the ultimate battlefield. Hebrews 2:14, Jesus shared in our flesh and blood that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release us from the bondage and fear of death. That battle, that victory, gives us grace in exchange for grace. In exchange for Jesus forfeiting his life for our sin, Jesus gives us his resurrection life, the righteous life with God that never dies. The grave was thus a subject of intense interest on Easter morning, so much so that the gospel accounts refer to it 32 times. John's description of that grave reveals such a careful observation that 70 years later, when he wrote this gospel, he could still vividly see it. What so impressed him? Yes, the absence of the body, but more, the linens wrapped around, he repeats, were lying there, not torn off in a jumble, but in an undisturbed, orderly condition. More, the linens around the head were lying in their own place, still wrapped together. They weren't just carried away or haplessly discarded as in a grave robbery, but evidence. Jesus had apparently miraculously passed through the linen wrappings in glorified life. John could still write 70 years later, I saw and believed. Remember how many times the angels pointed to this evidence? Come, see the place where the Lord lay. All history is just news from the graveyard until the Spirit gives us the eyes to see and believe. Jesus lives. But haven't others risen bodily from the dead? Yes, God raised Lazarus, the young man of Nain, and Jairus' daughter. Yet they all had to die again. Jesus is the first bodily resurrection of whom it could be said, he dies no more, he lives forevermore. But like Peter and John, how often does our journey to Jesus' grave start from another grave? The grave of fear, doubt, and sin. But Jesus, with his empty grave, imparts to you the life cleansed of all your sin and freed from fear. The life to be made like Jesus himself and freed from the power of sin. The life present with the Lord and freed from death forevermore. 70 years later, exiled on Patmos for telling people about Jesus' resurrection, John still had to share the news of this life in Christ any way he could. What about us? It's been said that the ultimate measure of a person's commitment is what he is willing to sacrifice for generations whose thanks he won't be here to hear. The cults are swarming like vultures to the slaughter, swamping the world with their lies. The heterodox are flocking like flies to rotten meat, flooding the world with their exaltation of human works. The living dead of the world, like zombies, are sucking multitudes in the sordid pleasures of sin. But what about us? What are we doing? If we are living by faith in Christ, our life and purpose will only make sense in the light of his empty grave. Praise the Lord. The news of his resurrection also frees us from the sin, the guilt of our failures to live by faith. And it shatters the grave-like hold of every excuse, every indifference, every wrong priority. Yet the empty grave also continually sends us forth to share that news. This empty grave is news to proclaim all the louder when the world tries to drag us into its grave. All history is just news from a graveyard until his story reveals the news of the empty grave. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 51, sung by the Lutheran Quartet.
Now may he who from the dead brought the shepherd of the sheep, Jesus Christ our King and Head, all our souls in safety keep. May he teach us to fulfill what is pleasing in his sight, perfect us in all his will, and preserve us day and night. To that dear Redeemer's praise, who the covenant sealed with blood, let our hearts and voices raise loud thanksgiving to our God.